This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, shout out to Jeff Prince. Jeff Prince is on summer vacation. He's a teacher.
Okay.
We're not really doing happy hour Fridays anymore, but if you want to send us pictures of you drinking something, feel free.
Yeah.
We love it. Jeff's facing a bottle of Bullet Bourbon. Looks like he's happy that school's over.
Hell yeah.
He also said, tag, you're it.
Yeah, I'm glad he is, brother, because I'm going to tell you something about these children when they're out of school, man. It's because the one they do is they stay up all damn night.
Yeah.
Stay up all night, like we all did. But we would be outside doing stuff. You know, we'd be playing around and everything. But I was just like, dude, if I got to go grocery shopping one more time this week, because, you know, I done bought all of them. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't do the Costco. My wife, you do the Costco, but we take care of everything because you're going to be home. He's 12. He can, whatever. Teenagers, they can do. But the fact of how they just constantly eat and drink some and milk all day. And you come home, Andy, and it's four bowls in the sink that weren't there. I leave home probably at 9:30. I leave home at 9:30, so I get bash dropped off and everything. And there's no dishes in the sink. When I get home at 2:45, it's four. Like, I'm like, dog, how did you eat four different things this morning?
Right. That's one question.
Yeah.
The other question is, why not just use the same bowl?
Thank you.
If you're having four bowls of cereal,
you got cereal, then you got this, you got that.
Rinse it out. Use it.
Like, it's unbelievable.
You guys have a dishwasher,
I assume. Yes, we do.
Pop it in there.
It's too much. Too easy.
Pop that bad
too
boy
easy,
in there.
Too easy. Too easy. Like, I'm like, I love y'all. Y'all are my children, and I'm daddy will give y'all. But if I come here one more damn time, and this trash is pushed all the way down to the max, I'm talking about take out the trash. Take out the trash. I hate mashers. All right? Hate mashers when it just keep mashing it down. And just take it out.
Amen.
Just take out the trash.
You know what I started doing? Because I'm same boat.
Yeah.
And whenever there's a poop diaper, I just take it outside immediately because you don't want that thing in there. Mm-hmm. But if there's a trash compactor that's pushing it down and I got a poop diaper, set it right on top. Now the whole kitchen's going to smell like this because you wouldn't take the garbage out.
Yeah, man.
So now the whole kitchen's going to smell like this.
And I don't.
And then I suffer and I was like, it smells like poop in here.
Dude,
why? Oh, yeah. And then
man.
I take the garbage out.
I would take the garbage. I mean,
so
I
it's a real win for me.
I'm trying to take out the garbage, but that's what I'm saying. Because, I mean, you know, as being the only kid, only boy, that was your job. My mama never took out trash. It was always my job to always take out trash.
I can't wait until, because I do remember I had all the jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I had to take out the trash.
Wash the dishes.
Every room. Dishes after dinner, because we didn't even have a dishwasher, which sucks.
Yes.
You gotta do the hand
I'm a dishwasher.
Yeah, and then, like, vacuum. I remember vacuuming the stairs. That was impossible. It took forever.
Yes.
Can't wait to turn these little kids into workers.
I'm like, damn.
You ready to work?
Hey, Dad, I'm out of. I was like, Drew, we just went to the Costco on Sunday and loaded y'all up with stacks on top of stacks. Where'd they go? So your ass just sit here all day watching YouTube and eating damn snacks.
That's unhealthy.
In my chair.
You got to get out there and move.
Hey, sitting in my chair.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah, man.
Glad you're enjoying yourself.
Got damn Cheez-Its and everything stuck in my chair.
All right, let's get to the back page. Let's do an abbreviated back page. I know we talked all the way into it. It is what it is. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
So, look here.
I'm looking.
When I go out, or we go out, Tara and I, and we know that we're going to have cocktails, we Uber. And that's actually something that we factor into our budget of going out or not going out. Because if we can't afford the Uber, we just don't go. So you got to be able to add $30 one way, maybe $50 all day onto whatever you're wanting to spend. I have no idea how rich people continue to get DUIs. Why? And look, I have no idea how much money also Mary Lou Retton has, former Olympian.
It's funny we talked about this before the show the other day.
But look, she drives a Porsche still, And when you go out drinking and then you get pulled over for driving your Porsche all over the road across multiple lanes, probably not a good idea to have a wine bottle sitting in the passenger seat.
Oh, no.
Sounds like Mary Lou has a problem. Yeah. That doesn't sound like a. Yeah.
Come on,
that
Mary
didn't sound
Lou.
Like a rich person who took a chance. That sounded like Mary Lou finally got caught. You know what I mean? You got a wine bottle in the passenger seat?
$1,500 bond, so that's 12% of whatever her bail was. So what is that, 20 grand? That's a pretty expensive charge.
Damn.
Yeah.
And Mary Lou's not a young lady. Like, this
thankfully,
is...
she didn't wreck. She just got pulled over
yeah,
for swerving all over the road.
Thankfully, she didn't hurt anybody. How old is Mary Lou Retton? She's got to be.
She's got to be.
I mean, she won the gold in, like, 84, something like that, so.
Yeah, it was 84, 88.
She's got to be
84, I think
mid-50s,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Coming home from a. 57.
There you go, 57. Okay.
Not that there's an appropriate age to be driving a Porsche with
yeah,
a wine.
That's no the, age, yeah.
But like 57, like, what are we doing here?
Call an Uber. Call a Lyft, people. It's not worth it.
Walk.
Walk. There you go.
Get a little exercise.
So real quick before we get to Sports Jeopardy, here's a funny one from the St. Brown podcast. They had Cam Scatabo on, and Andy, you and he may just be cousins.
I'm Norwegian, and then I have a little bit of Portuguese in me.
Oh, okay, you're a little, I feel like you're a little spicy white. I can't tell what you got the chains.
I grew up. I grew up with a lot of ghetto-ness in my life.
A lot of
ghetto,
man.
Yeah.
You know, I got a little bit of hood to me, but I also got some country to me too.
Yeah, he's a little spicy white. I don't know what it is.
Spicy white and ghetto-ness.
Okay,
two terms I'd never heard before. St. Brown podcast.
Scatabo.
No Portuguese in me. Been in some Portuguese. Never had any on my 23andMe, though.
Norwegian side of the family. That
yeah, Norwegian.
Might be related. Might be. I have some Scatabos in there.
Been in some Portuguese?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was Portuguese.
Okay.
One of them.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Interesting combination.
Half.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, half. You can.
Counts?
Yeah. It, full.
The blood doesn't have to be in you.
Yeah. It does not.
Cam Scatabo plays for who now?
The Giants. Yeah. Probably going to be their starting running back.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably going to be. Probably
I think
be.
They still got Devin Singletary who can't stay on the field. And,
oh, my God. I still. Yeah. That's when you know when a fan base is delusional. When Saquon left, and they're like, oh, Singletary, well, you know he had a better yards per average than Saquon. These are Giants fans before the season started last year.
Oh,
yeah. Like, that's why I always ask yourself, like sometimes, like, to trick your mind into things of thoughts like that, that ain't fandom.
Yeah, it's beyond.
That's beyond.
Well, because you know what fan is short for.
Yeah, fanatic. All that. But
that's,
you're not
that's
a
fanatical behavior.
A fanatic if you are having dumb thoughts. Fanatic is rooting it all. When you're just a dumbass if you
what's
think
a delusional fanatic?
With thinking that Singletary is better than
what's the word though?
Yeah.
A Giants fan. I think a Giants fan. But look, like it's one of those things we talk about with various fan bases. It's like if you're still a fan of them, like you know, something's loose. You got to be lying to yourself one way or another.
Yeah, like
because there's no logical reason to still be doing it.
Singletary,
like putting yourself through it.
Singletary's better than Saquon. We're not going to miss a beat. That's about as bad as the people that said we were sleeping on damn Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, and
that
Desmond
ain't fanatic. Ritter. That ain't fanatic.
That's delusion.
That's delusion.
It's delusion.
Yes, delusional behind fans.
It is indeed. And we thank you for being that way. Thank you. All right, let's get to a sports jeopardy.
Gracious.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Abe's doing it.
Oh, Abe's doing it.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, who's that?
Yeah.
Howdy. The French Open is held annually at Roland Garros. Can you name either of the two main court names?
Ooh. I don't think I can.
Randy. French and Fry.
Neither one of those is correct.
I feel like when you say it, it's going to... Because everybody's watched it a little bit, right?
I ain't even going to go up there and be like, after he gives an answer, oh, man, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know.
I'm going to because it makes me feel better when I act like I knew.
Hell yeah. I'm
even
like,
if I didn't get the...
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were still going to guess.
No.
Chartrier, Philip Chartrier, or Suzanne Langlin?
Actually, nope. I had no clue.
I had no damn clue where it was.
French Open is going on, by the way, right now. One more French Open question.
Okay, good.
Which Asian-American male... Now 53 years
Andy.
Old. Andy.
Michael Chang.
That is correct.
It's the only one.
The one I know.
It's the only one.
That is correct. Was the youngest to have ever won the French Open, 17 years, 109
I think he's from Seattle. Not that anyone cares. But I am too.
All right. On to real questions.
He's not. He's from New Jersey.
I was pretty sure Seattle wasn't right, but I wouldn't say
anything. There's just a lot of Asian people from Seattle. So,
TV service is the presenting sponsor of the NBA Finals?
Randy. ESPN.
Not the broadcast, the sponsor of the finals.
Hold on, say it. Start over. What?
Which TV service is the presenting sponsor of the NBA Finals?
Is it Xfinity?
That is incorrect.
Oh, I don't
know. TV service?
Yes.
God, I don't even really know what that means. Is it Hulu?
It is not. YouTube TV.
Oh, okay.
You guys never seen that? No?
Hulu has live sports. I just remember those commercials. And everyone wears green and all that.
Yeah.
Pretty good commercials.
Either the player who holds the record or the number of the record itself. What's the most points ever scored in an NBA Finals game? Or the player that set that record?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Andy.
Andy.
Just going to guess Jerry West.
That is incorrect.
I guess Michael Jordan is the 6-3 versus the Celtics.
That was not a finals. That is the playoff. I do believe.
Oh, okay.
Guy you mentioned not too long ago, Elgin Baylor.
Was on the right track.
61 points.
Wow.
61.
He went to Seattle University, and I do know that to be true.
As of Thursday, which Major League Baseball player has the highest WAR?
Randy.
Yes.
It's the kid from the Cubs.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
The Asian player from the Cubs.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Is it Aaron Judge?
Of course it is.
Yeah. He's batting like 400.
A lot of home runs, that guy.
Yeah.
The Hawks hold which two picks in the first round? Andy.
14 and 22.
Incorrect.
Whoa. Oh, dang it. Dang it.
14 and 22?
That's what he just said.
Oh, you said 22? Oh. I just said 13 and 22.
That is correct.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
Dang. We're on the board. Andy holds a 2-1 lead. Who has the most career points in NBA Finals history?
Randy.
I heard Randy first.
Most points in NBA.
In a career.
Oh, the career. Oh, damn. I still want to go Michael Jordan.
That is incorrect.
It's got to be LeBron.
Also incorrect.
Really?
LeBron is second and close. It was the guy you had already guessed, Jerry West.
Jerry West, damn.
Okay. All right.
Name all of the Georgia players that were drafted in the first round.
Andy.
Of this year, Andy.
Jalen Walker.
Okay.
Michael Williams.
Okay.
Malachi Starks.
Okay.
Oh.
No, that's it. It's just three.
Okay, so
it's just three.
Was there another one? I was like, what did I miss?
It's just three. That is correct. What is the least populous city in the United States that is home to at least one franchise in any of the big four sports?
Randy.
Ooh. Randy.
Is it D.C.?
That is incorrect.
Now, they just have to have one, right?
Correct.
Not all four.
Oh,
they just have to have one. I mean, it would have to be Green Bay.
That is correct. And Andy wins 4-1.
I wonder how many the Carolina Hurricanes play in Raleigh, right? Is Raleigh big?
I have no clue.
I don't know either. It's always fun.
Raleigh's got 485,000 somewhere in there.
It's always fun the ones that only have one, you know, like Portland.
Yes.
They just love it.
They
so
love
much.
The hell out of it.
They love that one team. Like Raleigh, Carolina Hurricanes. Are they still alive?
Who?
The Hurricanes.
No, Florida put them out. It's a rematch of last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Edmonton and Florida.
At least they won one this time.
They did. They got them one.
Because they had been swept in the conference final.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who?
Carolina, because they can't, like you said, they won one.
They can't beat that. They can't beat Florida. There's no doubt about that. I'm happy it's a rematch. Last year's finals were awesome. So, didn't it go seven?
But it's so crazy because they played a clip today, this morning, of they had the inside of Edmonton's locker room, listening to the celebration of Florida last year.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because Florida went up 3-0 and then Edmonton came back in 4-7. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.